All right, we will now proceed with the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. I would first like to acknowledge that the applicants and the presenters here have probably spent more time in Columbus than they anticipated due to the weather, and we're grateful for those of you who remained in Columbus here at the court so that we can conduct this presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. What will transpire now is I will call the name of the presenter. If you will come up to the podium and give us a very brief statement as to why you are recommending the applicant to be admitted to the bar on motion. At that point, I would ask the applicant to stand at your place, at your seat, while your applicant is discussing your attributes. We will start with Michael Hawes, who is presenting on behalf of Andrew Ward Bergson.
Madam Chief Justice, may it please the court, Michael Haas with Jones Day. I have the distinct honor and pleasure of presenting Andrew Ward Bergson for admission. Andrew is an associate with our firm and has been practicing law in the state of Texas for almost 10 years. Andy, as we like to call him, moved up to Ohio about a year ago with his wife Maggie. With his newborn daughter Maggie and his wife Kristen. And despite my assurances that weather is not a factor, has remained in Ohio and Northeast Ohio, and we're excited to have him. Andy is an excellent practitioner. Will be an excellent addition to the state bar, and we highly recommend that he be admitted to this court. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Keona Paget, on behalf of Michelle Ann France.
Madam Chief Justice, may it please the court, my name is Keona Paget, and I am here presenting Michelle France. She has been admitted in the state of Illinois since 2003. She's also admitted in Missouri and Wisconsin. And she's very client-driven, which is why she would like to be admitted in the state of Ohio. She has a couple of clients who have a lot of work in Ohio, and she would like to be able to represent them in the state. And she is also up for partner in her firm, and would also like to be admitted in Ohio for those purposes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Wassel, on behalf of Thomas Charles Hoffman.
May it please your honors, my name is Mark Wassel. I'm a shareholder in the law firm of Knox, McLaughlin, Gornal, and Sennett in Erie, Pennsylvania, and I've been a member of this bar since 1984. And I'm pleased this afternoon to present my co-shareholder friend and co-worker, Thomas Hoffman, for admission to the bar. Tom has been practicing law in excess of 20 years. He focuses on complex estates and business succession planning, and I can vouch for his integrity, that he has high standards of ethics and is a very honest man. And for that reason, I am proud to move for his admission.
Thank you. Sean O'Connor, on behalf of Thomas Patrick McGee.
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court. My name is Sean O'Connor, and it is my great honor to present my friend Thomas McGee for admission to the Ohio Bar today. I've known Tom for more than 17 years. We graduated from both high school and law school together. I know Tom to be a man of great integrity and high moral character, and I'm confident he will make a great addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Gregory Sharkey, on behalf of Keith George McWalter.
Good afternoon, I'm Greg Sharkey, and it's my great pleasure this afternoon to present my good friend, Keith McWalter, for admission to the Ohio Bar. Keith practiced with the firm of Babcock & Brown in San Francisco for many years. He specializes in arranging asset-based financings. He is one of the most intelligent and thoughtful people I know, and I'm very confident that Keith will make a fine addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Patrick Potts, on behalf of Jenny Leah Slows, I'm sorry.
Good May it please the court. My name is Patrick Potts, and I'm happy to present Jenny Slose. I've known her for approximately 15 years. She is of good moral character and a fine person, and she'll be a good addition to the bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Phil Musser, on behalf of Ronald Ernest Stump.
May it please the court. I'm here this afternoon, happy to represent Mr. Ron Stump for admission to the Ohio Bar. Ron is a family friend. He has extensive experience around the country. His degree is from the University of Denver. He is licensed in Colorado and in Florida, and he seeks to be licensed here due to family connections. He's an Army veteran. He served in Afghanistan. He's been a prosecutor. He's a fine gentleman, and I'm certain that he will be an excellent addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Robert Solomon, on behalf of Charles Lee Thomason.
May it please the court, Madam Chief Justice, Your Honors. I'm here on behalf of Charles Lee Thomason. I would like to move for his admission to the Ohio Bar. I'm a member of the Moritz College of Law, and Lee Thomason is one of my faculty colleagues. He is the director of our business and entrepreneurial law clinic, and he is of the utmost character, having practiced law in both Kentucky and New Jersey for a number of years, and I'm honored to move for his admission.
Thank you. You may stay right there and then tell us about Christopher J. Walker.
Yes, Your Honor. Christopher Walker is also a member of the Moritz College of Law faculty. He has been with us for a couple of years. He is a Wellcome Scholar who is licensed to practice law in Washington, D.C. and the state of Nevada, and I am also honored to welcome him to the Ohio State Bar as well.
Thank you. Scott Torgerson, on behalf of William Harry Wallace.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice. May it please the court. I'm here to present William Wallace as a member of the bar for the state of Ohio. For the last year, William's been volunteering in my office. I am in the Legal Aid Society of Columbus, the consumer group, since he moved up here with his wife and his daughter, who is also here today. He's been invaluable in a time of our shrinking staff. We really rely on volunteers like him. I think he would be a great addition to the bar in the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion?
Move the admission of all of the applicants.
Hearing no objections, the motion is granted. I will now ask Justice Lansinger to administer the oath, and I will have the applicants please to come forward, and the marshals will direct where you're to stand at the bottom of the first tier of steps there, and Justice Lansinger will administer your oath of office.
Good afternoon. In repeating the oath, you may substitute the word affirm for swear if you wish. Please raise your right hand and repeat. I state your name.
I, William Wallace.
Hereby swear.
Hereby swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
And the laws of Ohio.
And the laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
And in my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
And show respect toward judges.
And show respect for judges.
Court staff.
Court staff,
clients,
fellow professionals,
and all other persons.
And all other persons.
I will honestly,
faithfully,
and competently,
discharge the duties
of an attorney at law.
Of an attorney at law.
So help me God. Congratulations.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the bar in Ohio. We're very pleased that you were able to be admitted, and probably more pleased that you're able to stay around today in spite of the weather constraints. Again, thank you for your cooperation. Marshall, will you adjourn?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.